economic system, political structure, military operation, all in place. But there are 15 countries, and indeed knocking at the doors of Brussels, Belgium, other nations. In fact, Bill Clinton promised all the Serbian nations the opportunity of becoming members of the European Union. There are 6 of them. That would make it 21 members of the European Union. But wait a minute. You know who Steve Forbes is? He publishes a magazine. You maybe have heard about that magazine, Forbes magazine. Not too long ago, he was talking about this whole system in Europe. And you know what they said? There is not parity among the nations of Europe. Equality. For example, Germany is one of the major economic forces of the world. But then you look at Portugal, and not economically as strong as maybe Germany. And so what they've suggested, why don't we divide up Europe into regions of economic control, making several nations work together to be of equal parity with the others. Well, by the way, guess the number of regions that they're going to need. 10. And Judy and I were in Rome, Italy, where the Pope called for every European leader, politically and religiously, to meet together. After a 3-day symposium, the Pope stepped forward and said, there's one lowest common denominator that will gel the European Union or the United States of Europe. He said, that is religion. And that's Revelation 17. What am I saying to you? As Daniel looked down the corridors of time, he saw the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Roman Empire, and a 10-unit confederation, the revived Roman Empire. And I'm here to tell you, just prior to this rapture of the church, we're seeing for the first time in the history of the world 10 potential units coming together with an economic system, political structure, and as of 5 months ago, a military might ready to go into this 7-year period of time. Oh, by the way, look back at chapter 2 just for a second. As we conclude, show you something very interesting. Chapter 2. Verse 44, as Daniel is giving the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the image of the man with the gold head, the chest of silver and arms of silver, the belly of brass, the legs of iron, the feet of iron and clay, the stone coming out to destroy the image of the man. Look what he says in verse 44. And in the days of these kings, what kings? The 10 horns of Daniel 7, the 10 toes of iron and clay of Daniel 2. And now this is not Jimmy DeYoung predicting. This is Daniel prophesying. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up his kingdom. I didn't say that. 2,500 years ago, Daniel said it. Look here. Those 10 units ready to form the revived Roman Empire. Jesus will come back setting up his kingdom. Prophesied Daniel 2, Daniel 7. And Daniel says, in the days of these kings shall he come back. That's talking about this. At least 7 years from now. That being so, I can almost hear God stepping out on that cloud. Jesus, go get your children. Jesus shouts. The archangel shouts. The trumpet of God sounds. And we're out of here. Father, thank you for the Word of God, for the privilege to study it. Oh, it is awesome. As we stop to think about it, 2,500 years ago, you breathed into Daniel in the days of these kings. Prophecy tells us, current events confirms it. We seem to be in the days of those kings. Jesus is coming. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much to communicate this truth to us. Allow us to apply it, to grow into your image. It's practical, giving us purpose, protecting us, keeping us from pride, saving us from the punishment to come, and casting us on our knees in prayer. Love you, Lord. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.